As mentioned, we start hour number two. I've got an in-studio guest. He is a linebacker for the Tennessee Titans. He's coming off a huge year. Second on the team in tackles this season. Credited with 107 tackles, 6 sacks, 18 hurries, 2 forced fumbles, and an INT for a touchdown. In fact, he housed that one. First team all Pac-12 player at UCLA. 155th pick in the 2017 draft. And the pride of Long Beach, Pauly. Jayon Brown is joining me in studio. My man, what's up? How are you?
Man, thanks for having me.
Dude, you look good. How you feeling?
Feel wonderful. Thank you.
All right, so let me go back. You go back about a year from right now, February 2018. You're coming off your rookie season. What was your life like at that point, and what kind of a vision did you have for this past season?
Man, coming off of my rookie year, just knowing all the things I had to improve on and the game, just to gain so much knowledge of the game and to keep elevating myself. So I know I wanted to get stronger after, you know, our exit meetings with John Robinson, and just telling me what I need to work on, what to get better on. Went into the offseason with a mission and came into this year. And what our new coaching staff helped me learn the plays, helped me learn the system, and I feel like it showed throughout the season.
See, I think you're low-keying that a little bit. The reason I asked the question is, when you came in, I mean, you dominated, absolutely dominated this past year. The point that you were getting a lot of love from around the league as one of the breakout players in the NFL, but then you said pretty much what you're saying right now. I got to get better. It's a stepping stone. I can take the next step. I mean, I respect the attitude and I respect the hustle, but is there any part of you that can now look back and say, damn, that was a really good year?
It was a good year, but I feel like I left a lot on the table as well. Like with I missed a couple sacks as well, and some interceptions that I feel like I should have caught. I could have more interceptions as well, but. Like, watching the film is always things that you can improve on, so that's why I feel like that.
That's what the great ones do, man. They think about the ones they didn't get as opposed to the ones they did. Jayon Brown joining me in studio. From the outside looking in, it looks like you got a really good relationship with Mike Vrabel. How would you describe that relationship?
It's how would I compare? I would compare it like almost like a father-son type of relationship. He looks over me and he calls me into his office. We watch film and he teaches me so much, and I feel like it really helped elevate my game.
All right, so one of the things you talk about with Vrabel, when this guy walks into a room, man, first of all, physically, he's just a huge guy. And then on top of that, he's got the jewelry, right? He's got the rings. He's got a ton of knowledge. So what's that presence like, and how much have you learned from him?
So much. And just to know that he has those Super Bowl rings, he knows how to win, and he's building that in our facility and bringing us the guys that's going to get us there. So, and his knowledge of the game is tremendous. He knows so much offensively and defensively about schemes and how offenses are blocking, and he's teaching us that. And when we install plays, he's telling us why we're running it, not just to run plays. So I feel like from a player standpoint, it's going to help you understand the scheme more and help you play faster.
Titans linebacker Jayon Brown joins me in studio. Now, when you first got there, guys like Brian Arakpo were immediately impressed by you. I'm curious, when you walk into a locker room like that and you see your teammates with guys like Arakpo, Wesley Woodyard, you know you belong there, but what's it like when you see guys like that in that room?
It's amazing. Like, just seeing, you know, Rack and Wood and having those guys come up and talk to you and give you tips on stuff that you can do better. Hey, you did this good, but this is how you should do it so you can be there a step faster and make those plays. And Wood, he watches film with me all the time, as well as Rack, and they tell me, like, when we're watching film together, Adriana, you should shoot that. You know, try that out and see how it works for you, because it worked for me this way. And so those guys give me great feedback all the time.
You know, it's great, especially in such a cutthroat business, that you've got guys like that who have been there and they've done that and they can help you out. Now, when I talk about respect, I mean, they give you tips, but they give you respect. When Arakpo announced his retirement, he included you among the players that he was proud to play with and show the way to. What did it mean to get that kind of respect from him?
Oh, that's tremendous love and respect. I've looked up to Rack since I got in that building, and he's been a great role model to me and to other guys in the locker room, and a great leader. And I'm happy for that. I got to play with him and experience all that.
But so I'm curious on the way up. I mean, you had a great, great second year. You had a solid rookie year. But everybody, I don't care who you are, man, you have a welcome to the NFL type moment. Either when you first get there, maybe in camp, maybe in OTAs. Did you have a moment where you realized, damn, man, the NFL is different? You know, whether it's Delanie Walker leaving you in dust in coverage, maybe someone blowing you up on a block. Did you have a welcome to the NFL moment?
I had a couple of those my rookie year.
Tell me.
Delanie for sure. Oh, my goodness. My rookie year and still my second year. He was just his routes are so amazing and crisp. Like, he's very hard to guard. And then I remember the first times we had one-on-ones against the running backs, David Flewellen made me turn around in a circle. Like, turn around. I was like, wow, this is so – you got to be on your A game all the time and, you know, going against guys like Derrick Henry and Deion Lewis. Like, Deion's so hard to guard out the backfield, and Derrick's so aggressive running.
Dude, he's physical, man.
And
right?
His stiff arm is on 99 at all times. So, so just going against those guys each and every day is just helping helping each other build – and make our game better.
Dude, when that stiff arm is on 99, what's that like?
Jacksonville Jaguars know about it.
Yeah, man.
So.
That's so sweet, man. That is a humiliating maneuver, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I remember when Derek did that 99-yard run, he stiffed on like five different players.
It was incredible.
And still had the speed to get in the end zone. That was unbelievable.
What did you guys think when you saw that on tape?
Oh, I probably watched about like five times. It was amazing. Like, the strength and just the determination and the receivers blocking downfield. It was a group effort for him to get in the end zone.
John Brown joining me in studio. And, you know, one of the things you talk about, too, when it comes to getting to the quarterback, man, it's a lot of it is persistence. You know, you're not going to get free every single time. How much of your success is just staying on and continuing to battle every single play and making sure you always keep your legs moving?
Oh, always. Just no matter, like, especially pass rushing, you might not win at first, but if it's more of a motor, because the scheme's not always going to do that, you know, going to set you free. So just have to have that motor. And like, when it seems dark, keep your feet running, keep your hands moving, and you end up getting there.
Dude, where's the motor come from? I mean, are you built with a motor? Are you engineered with a motor? Can you get the motor? Where does the motor come from?
You can be built with it and you can get it. My motor comes from, I've never been a 4-year starter. Like, coming out of high school, I didn't start to my senior year. And college, I didn't start to my junior year due to injury. And then got a full season my senior year to play. So I'm hungry because I feel like I had to work so hard to get to a starting role in all levels of football. And now that I'm here, I want to make the most of it and show my talents.
See, I want to break that out next. I want to make sure people understand this, because you broke out in a really big way this past year. But the thing is, you had to really grind this thing out. You didn't play a lot until your junior year at UCLA. And legend has it, you didn't even break out in high school until your senior year. So how do you explain having this much impact in the NFL so soon?
It surprised me really my rookie year, going straight into it and getting playing time right away off of my past, you know, college and high school experience. So just that, just building up confidence and then getting the trust in between your coaches and players around me and to help me perform better. So I just want to go out there and help our guys win.
All right, so if you were not making a huge impact until your senior year in high school, it might have been easy to give up and try something else, but that's not what you did. What made you stick it out?
Just knowing that this was my passion, this is the sport I've been doing since I was 8 years old, and I loved it. So when I got the opportunity to make it happen, I made plays and had fun with it, and help the guys around me have fun as well.
Now, the other thing is, you grew up with it, right? You had three brothers who played ball at a really high level. What was it like growing up in that house?
Oh, it was very fun. A lot of fights, a whole lot of fights. But right now it's like, it's always to see like who's better. I'm better than you at this. I'm better than you at that. Whole lot of wrestling. So it also molded me to be a tough guy as well.
All right. So not only that, but you went to Long Beach Poly, and I've talked about this program a lot on this show because my wife went to Poly. Her parents went to Poly. She's got niece and nephew who went to Poly. There are three generations of Poly in my wife's family. This is a school. I mean, I could talk Poly for days. What was your time and your experience like at Long Beach Poly?
I was amazing. Just a great academic school as well, and met so many long-term friends. And I was just in Oakland visiting one of my good friends, Jordan Bell, that plays for the Warriors. So it's so much talent that comes out of Long Beach. Like, people wouldn't understand, but it's so much love and respect for the school and the city itself.
There's a guy that I know you have a lot of love and respect for is Willie McGinnis, who's one of my favorites. I want to ask you about him in a second, but first, your teammate, Jarrell Casey. Now, he's been on this show, too. He went to Pauly as well, and he was a teammate of your older brother. I mean, what's it say about that program that you've got two guys in the NFL on the same defense from the same high school?
It's incredible. And just
it is, and just
the pipeline that Long Beach Pauly has to the NFL, because I believe we still have the most people ever that go to the NFL from a high school. So just going from there and having that connection with Jarrell. Jarrell's been a long-term vet and been doing at a high level, multiple Pro Bowls and all pros. So just having him there to for a comfort as well as to learn from is it's amazing.
Titans linebacker Gian Brown joins me in studio. You know, I mentioned Willie McGinnis, and I know you've said that he's like an uncle to you. Man, I have so much respect for Willie as a player and as a person. What kind of an impact has he had on you?
Tremendous impact. He's always been there, and also I used to participate in his kids' camps as well. And now that I'm older, I've been helping out with those kids' camps in prior years. And Willie's always, he calls me up, and we go over football stuff and ask me how's I'm doing and all that stuff. And it's just been a tremendous relationship.
All right, so if you were on a mission after year one to get to year two, you had the year that you had in year two. What does year three look like, and how do you approach this offseason? What's the mission now?
Continue to get better, keep getting stronger, always work on my continue working on my pass rush as well. My coaches and I see that myself on film that I need to win more one-on-ones when I get those matchups, because those should favor me as a pass rusher, and also just continue working my feet and quickness and keep working on my strengths and also getting better at my weaknesses.
So one more thing, in terms of missions, last week you were on a mission for the Titans out here on the West Coast. You went and surprised a couple of young Titan fans with some Valentine's Day treats. What was that like? How'd that go?
Oh, that was fun. That was amazing. They stayed in Southern California up in the LA area and went to the store, got them some candy, got them probably a little too much candy. You know, parents probably wouldn't be happy about that. And had an amazing time with those two girls. And they told me some stories. One of them even did a little cartwheel for me. She was very energetic, and the family was amazing. So I really had a good time.
He was a first team all Pac-12 player at UCLA, the pride of Long Beach Pauly, coming off a huge year with the Tennessee Titans. He was second on that team in tackles and looking forward to another big year as well. Gian Brown joining me in studio. My man, so good to have you on the show. Really good to see you here in studio. You look great. You came off great. Nice to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Listen, have a great offseason. We'll look for you next year too.